Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 20th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on each and every one of us. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for all those that fighting for our democracy at home and across the waters. We thank you to bless each and every elected official, as well as their family and all the staff members of Jefferson County. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge in unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We're going to begin under County Commissioners. Item E is consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the Department of Homeland Security and the Restore Act. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Crime Victims Rights Week. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the 6th Annual Arc of Greater Beaumont Awareness Week. Do we have a motion on those three items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I would like to present the resolution on the Department of Homeland Security. I'm going to tell you that this morning we had an opportunity. A few months ago, Jefferson Chambers and Orange Counties entered into a memorandum of understanding with the three southwestern Louisiana parishes, Vermilion, Calcasieu, and Cameron. Part of that was that because two-thirds of the largest Chenier plain marsh in the world, I guess, is located in southwestern Louisiana, and one-third of it's located here in Jefferson and Chambers County. And part of that was that we would work collaboratively to solicit the investment of BP Oil Spill Restore Act and other funding sources that come through the federal government as a result of the BP Oil Spill for restoration efforts into improving the Chenier Plain, both in Jefferson County. It's issues like restoring the coastal dunes, putting siphons under the Gulf and a coastal waterway to restore freshwater inflows into that watershed that has been degraded for a number of years since the digging of the intercoastal waterway, then subsequently by the construction of a fish path at Keith Lake, and more recently and more rapidly advancing the deterioration have been two hurricanes, and Rita and Ike. And so, you know, this Chenier Plain is important. It's the largest migratory waterfowl and bird migration route in the United States. It's protects, I can't even, the percentage is astounding of the protection it provides to our energy refining and petrochemical complex that supplies not just Texas and Louisiana, but the whole United States with oil and chemical products, gasoline, diesel, and aviation fuel. So we have bonded together to be one voice, united to go to the various sources that are providing funding to say, remember the Chenier Plain. And we met this morning with a number of representatives that I'd like to introduce and ask them to stand this morning that are here in the audience. We went down to the new fish pass baffle at Keith Lake that was just completed last week that will significantly reduce salinity levels in the 66,000 acres of marsh south of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. It's going to be a part of a solution. But we need to continue our march forward. With us today, we have Mr. Mike Devers, who's the president of the Chenier Plain Authority, Mr. Earl Landry, who is also with the Chenier Plain Authority, Ms. Nedra Davis, the executive director of the Chenier Plain Authority, Ms. Lori Cormier with the Calcasieu Parish Police Jury, which is kind of like a commissioner's court in Louisiana. I never have understood their politics over there. Where's Judge Sylvia? Judge Jimmy Sylvia from Chambers County, and Sarah Cerrone, the Economic Development Director from Chambers County, Mayor Jimmy Sims, the Mayor of Orange, and Mr. Jim Sutherland and Mike Rezatek with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, who were instrumental in assisting Jefferson County in getting the $2.9 million in funding, along with GLO and Semper Energy and Golden Pass in funding that project. It's so important to our area. But I want to publicly say I know that the contingent has to proceed on to some other stops in Vidor and Orange, and we appreciate you so very much taking time out of your busy schedules to come and visit with us today and to look at the projects we're undertaking along the coastline. And so we passed this resolution which requests that the Department of Homeland Security begin to nominate projects, because our areas, with all, they've got about $85 billion in announced industrial projects over in Southwest Louisiana. We've got a large number that have been ongoing and that go into the billions and billions of dollars that are going to be happening here locally. We have to have a structurally and environmentally sound marsh Chenier Plain to protect our industry, our residents, to protect the rest of the nation that depends so heavily on the refined products that we make for them. So thank you for being here today, and it's our pleasure to pass this resolution, and we look forward to working with you more in the future. And I know y'all have to get on another visit, so I want to take just a moment to allow y'all to leave the courtroom. You need something, Commissioner? We've also passed a resolution, item F, to consider and approve a proclamation for National Crime Victims Rights Week. Ms. Craver, would you like to come forward? Anybody else with you? Commissioner Weaver is going to read the proclamation.
Thank you for being here today, and it's my pleasure to read this proclamation. National Crime Victims Rights Week. Whereas Americans are the victims of more than 26 million crimes each year, and crime can touch the lives of anyone regardless of age, national origin, race, creed, religion, gender, sexual orientation, immigration, or economic status. Whereas engaging victims, communities, and learning from leaders about their unique needs help service providers foster a supportive and culturally relevant atmosphere in which victims seek help and healing. Whereas incorporating communities, existing experts, and trusted sources of support into efforts to fully serve survivors will develop a criminal justice system response that is truly accessible and appropriate for all victims of crime. Whereas with the full weight of their community and victim service providers behind them, survivors will feel empowered to face their grief, loss, fear, anger without fear of judgment, and will feel understood and worthy of support. Whereas National Crime Victims Rights Week, April 19th, through the 25th, 2015, is an opportune time to commit to ensuring that all victims of crime are offered accessible and appropriate services in the aftermath of crime. And whereas Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center is hereby dedicated to building partnerships to better reach and serve all victims of crime, no matter their community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the week of April 19th through the 25th, 2015, as Crime Victims Rights Week, and we reaffirm that Jefferson County, Texas, is committed to creating a victim service and criminal justice response that assists all victims of crime during Crime Victims Rights Week and throughout the year. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, commissioners and judge. I'm Misty Craver. I'm the program director for the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center. Most of you know me. I'm here representing the Coalition for Victims of Violent Crime, a coordinated effort of agencies in Jefferson County that get together to ensure not only that appropriate services are offered to violent crime victims in Jefferson County, but also to ensure that they have activities, remembrance activities, things that ensure that they are not just a number, not just a statistic. Our theme this year is engaging communities, empowering victims. One of the best ways that we are able each year to engage our community, as far as victims of crime are concerned, is our candlelight vigil. Our 25th annual candlelight vigil is coming up Thursday evening at 6 here at the courthouse downstairs. As always, we appreciate the support not only of Commissioners Court, Jefferson County in general, very supportive of our efforts. And anyway, our new district attorney, Bob Wortham, is going to be our keynote speaker. We're really encouraging not just victims, but community members to come out and pull together to ensure that victims of violent crime are recognized in Jefferson County. So thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Next, we passed a proclamation for the 6th annual Arc of Greater Beaumont Awareness Week, and Mr. Gary Hidalgo, who's the executive director of that organization, is here, and Commissioner Alfred has a proclamation to offer for you.
Gary, come on up and tell us something about the Arc, because I think it's very important that we get this feeling from you of what the Arc does and from that standpoint.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. With me today, let me introduce the folks who are with me. I have two board members, Janice Watkins and Patrice Rabelais, over here. Now, this is one of our individuals, consumers that we serve, is James Watkins. Say hello, James.
Hi.
So James is with me to kind of support me, hold me up, whisper in my ear what I need to say, right? The Arc of Greater Beaumont is a nonprofit organization that serves individuals with intellectual developmental disabilities and autism in the area. Primarily in Jefferson County, but all over Southeast Texas, we're serving about 400 individuals a year with these disabilities. We work very hard to try to educate the community about people with intellectual developmental disabilities, in particular, about their possibilities versus their impossibilities, or their abilities versus their disabilities, and we try to promote that as much as we can in the community. Matter of fact, we took a group of individuals, what we call self-advocates. James is one of our self-advocates. These are all people that we work with to train them how to advocate for themselves, because the best advocate for you is you, and we try to teach them that. We took a group to Austin to meet with our local legislators, to talk to them about the things that are important to us as an organization, primarily creating more opportunities in the community and funding, less and less funding of large institutions that really are not the place that people need to be, and we're trying to get more and more funding for community placements. Specifically, even here in Southeast Texas, there are over 3,000 people on the waiting list for community services that have intellectual developmental disabilities. There's over 100,000 statewide on this waiting list, and it's getting bigger and bigger each year, and we're trying to encourage the legislature to take money from these large facilities, start downsizing them, because you have 13 large facilities in Texas and they house just around 3,000 people. So they're spending an enormous amount of money on these old outdated facilities when that money can certainly be used in the community, which will create jobs and opportunities for people like James. The one thing you mentioned was that this week is our 6th annual awareness week for people with intellectual developmental disabilities. It will culminate this Friday night with our annual dinner and style show that we've had each year. Great success with that. If you've ever been, you know it's a great fundraiser. It's a great fun. It's just a lot of fun to be there, and encourage we still have some tickets left if you want to come. There's still opportunity to do that and participate in that. But we do appreciate the Commissioner's Court support of our own organization, and as well as just the support of people with developmental disabilities here in Southeast Texas. I talk to people with all over the state, and I think we have a lot to be proud of here in Southeast Texas, how we treat people with disabilities in this area. I think that speaks a lot for your community, and I think we have a lot to be proud of in that area. But I just want to thank y'all personally for everything y'all do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ready to move on? Okay, you want me to move on? Okay, we'll move back to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a road improvement for Jefferson County on our County Transportation Infrastructure Fund. Item B is considering possibly award a road improvements for the Jefferson County Transportation Infrastructure Fund to APAC Texas Inc. in the amount of $1,027,608.37. And this project is funded by County Energy Transportation Reinvestment Zone funding we received from the Texas Department of Transportation. Item C is considering possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a letter of understanding for services between Holmes and Murphy and Associates in Jefferson County to provide Governmental Accounting Standards Board actuarial services for plan year 2015 for a fee of $10,000. Item D is considering possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code section 262.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd just like to publicly thank Don Rayo and his staff for the work that they put into getting this schedule lined out. And this is a tremendous opportunity for the road and bridge precincts to get some road work done. And Judge, have you heard if this is going to be a continuation in the next budget year for the state? Are they going to continue this program? Or
there's a fight going on in the legislature over that right now, and I'll be going back to Austin tomorrow night, and I'll find out what the status of the bill is on Wednesday. Good. Yeah, and that was in the House.
Correct.
And the Senate's original bill did not have the allocation, but there was some movement to get it reinstated during committee hearings and when they went to House Senate Conference Committee. So I'm hopeful, but we'll get another status on it. You know, keep an eye on Jim Allison's emails, because he's been regularly updating, and hopefully we'll hear from him soon. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have four items. Item A is consider an approved budget transfer for the purchasing department for the replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,424. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for maintenance support author for additional costs for janitorial supplies in the amount of $1,000. Item C is to receive and file the financial and operating statements for the month ending February 28, 2015. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 405985 through 406234. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and we'll move on to county commissioners. Item A is to consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and the city of Nederland, Texas, for steep street repairs pursuant to section 791.014 of the Texas Government Code. Item B is considering possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and the city of Groves, Texas, for street repairs pursuant to section 791.014 of the Texas Government Code. And I will just note that interlocal with the city of Groves in one part, when we begin the therefores in the fourth full paragraph, inappropriately says city of Nederland, and I've interlined across that and put in the city of Groves on that agreement. Item C is to consider and possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and the city of Port Neches, Texas, for steep street repairs pursuant to 791.014 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is consider and approve the creation of a criminal associate judge position pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 54A, Section 54A.002, small a. And we've already done items E, F, and G. Item H is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Fair Housing Month. Item I is to consider and approve receiving file a certificate that I have was awarded 32 professional development hours for participating in the 2015 National Hurricane Conference. Item J is to consider and possibly approve and authorize me to execute a property tax abatement between Jefferson County, Texas and Total Petrochemicals and Refining USA, Inc. and Total Par, LLC, pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item K is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a property tax abatement between Jefferson County, Texas and BASF, Total Petrochemicals, LLC, pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Judge, can you explain item D, please?
Yes, item D is that the district attorney, Mr. Wortham, along with the sheriff, the chiefs of police, have come up with a program to have a no refusal on DWI testing. So whenever an individual is suspected of driving under the influence of alcohol or other illicit substances, they're pulled over, but they refuse the breath test. The officer is given an opportunity to, on one of the laptops, to do a probable cause affidavit, forward that to a judge who is on call. Obviously, getting up at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning every morning for 52 weeks a year would not be a good thing. So what's happening is that all of the judges, including myself and all the other judges in the courthouse, have agreed to take rotations to where we'll have 1 or 2 weeks a year where we'll be on call to do these warrants. Judge Pash, as the associate judge of the family court, it was questionable as to whether or not his authority extended to signing those search warrants and see with the family court. The criminal judges agreed that they would appoint him as a associate judge so that he could get into the queue. Do you have anything you would like to add to that, Judge Thorne?
I have one question, Judge. It's no additional cost to the budget, right?
No additional cost, no new positions, no budgeted funds needed.
Right. I'm going to carry him on my budget just like I always have. It's solely on my budget. And there is a judicial conference this week, and as of Wednesday, most of the judiciary in Jefferson County is going to be gone. And I'll let you know that if this passes, they've already started fighting over Judge Pash. And as you're aware, Judge Flores has been out, and the other judge in the misdemeanor section is having to fulfill a lot of those duties, as well as one of the civil district judges is helping out too. Judge Pash will be able to help out in that area too. He can do under the statute, which is similar to the one that you appointed him to help the family courts. He can do anything on the criminal side except try a case. Most of what they do is pleas, arraignment dockets, plea dockets, and that sort of thing, which is extremely time consuming. So I think it'll be a benefit, and as I say, it doesn't add a penny to the budget, just makes him work more. Any questions? All right, thank you.
All right, any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to discuss and possibly approve the County Treasurer to enter into contract negotiations for Jefferson County Bank Depository. Item B is to discuss and possibly approve the County Treasurer to enter into contract negotiations for Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Funds Depository. Do I have a motion on that?
Oh.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Who do we have
on those discussions. Are you included in on that, Patrick?
It's probably the purchasing agent will sit in on that, and we'll have input.
We do? Okay, I just wanted to make sure we had.
Just to, you know, if we need to provide some numbers for them.
And okay. It will ultimately be approved by the commissioner's court.
Yeah, I was just making sure.
It hasn't been awarded or a contract.
Gotcha.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file utility permit for additional fiber optic cable along with Blewett Road. This project's located in Precinct 4. A motion on that item.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion?
I want to thank Don and his guys because, you know, we have had problems in the past with the utility company. So we hope that everything is working out with the new rules we put in place and hope that everything will work out to a great degree. I'm glad that you're watching them.
Yeah. Very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda item. I'd like to recognize that Ms. Hebert and Mr. Koontz and representatives of Total BASF are here today. We're looking forward to this project becoming a reality and you moving forward, and hope you'll let us know if there's anything we can do to help. Mr. Koontz? Thank y'all for being here today. Commissioners?
Judge, I want to let the court know I had an opportunity to go to the grand opening for the Golden Triangle Sports Academy out at the Ford Fields, and they had 105 teams there Saturday. Outstanding facility. It's top of the notch. It is very nice. Chance to go through it. It's real nice. Something to be proud of. Glad we have it out there.
Wonderful. All right. Commissioners, there's nothing further than we are adjourned. Thank you.